unimaginable 13 months ago is here. Is now back to just punting and kicking off. The former Saint Morton Anderson is here for most field goals.
I would have been in San Diego, California. I was playing for the San Diego Chargers. We would have been getting ready for our first game of the season.
I was coaching in Dallas, and we would have been in our preseason training camp.
I was in my house in France. We were between two legs of a tour, and we were recuperating after a long and hard first leg. And first caught the news that there was this hurricane on its way to New Orleans, and then, you know, turned on the news channels and just watched as this horror unfolded.
I was doing a full season of college football on Thursday nights and Saturdays, and that's where we were getting our season started. So, like many, not in the Gulf Coast area, you were a prisoner to cable news and what was going on, and it was hard to go to sleep because you were just watching and waiting and wondering with everyone else. And as we know, we didn't find out really until the next day began how bad the night was.
The team had just evacuated a day or two before that, so we were in the San Francisco Bay Area ahead of a preseason game against the Raiders.
I was in a fetal position in a hotel room in New York City.
But I remember waking up that morning at about 5 a.m. and looking out my window and seeing the trees bent over double and the rain pouring down. So that was a day that I'll never forget.
Hurricane Katrina, which started out as a tropical wave off the western coast of Africa, passed over South Florida as a Category 1 hurricane, moved into the Gulf of Mexico, and then came ashore at Buras, Louisiana at 6 a.m. August 29, 2005. After reaching Category 5 status in the Gulf, it was a Category 3 storm when it slammed into the Louisiana and Mississippi coasts with 125-mile-per-hour winds, laying waste to everything in its path. New Orleans was buffeted with hurricane-force winds and heavy rains, but because it was on the western side of Katrina's eye, the area was spared the full force of the storm. The initial reports were that the city had dodged a major bullet. It hadn't.
When I got word that the levees had broke and the streets were flooding and neighborhoods were completely flooding, that's when we got real scared and really there was a lot of concern. I mean, a lot of concern for our employees, a lot of concern obviously for our fans and the neighbors and everything else. But like everyone else, I mean, it was beyond comprehension.
To see that really as a place of survival and the shredding of the top, the skin of the roof, and those pictures. Of course, the other ones were haunting. But for me, having spent a lot of time in the dome, covering sports, as a sports fan as well, those were the ones that just allowed me to understand the enormity of what was going on here.
For The Edge, it triggered memories of U2's Super Bowl 36 performance at the Superdome in 2001. And how, in a twist of fate, being in New Orleans for that gig saved most of his key instruments from being lost in a flood that swamped the band's storage facility in Dublin.
So in some ways, New Orleans saved my most precious guitars and amps, because had I not been there performing Super Bowl or Superdome, I would have lost them all. So here I'm looking at New Orleans, and it's going through a flood, and I couldn't help but think, oh my God, this is, in my mind, or in many people's mind, the city, the music city of the United States of America, maybe one in the world, maybe, you know, the most important music city in the world. What's happening here is like 1,000 times worse, and I just couldn't help but think about all the musicians that left their instruments behind, destroyed in this flood.
Halfway across the country, Saints players and coaches were trying to come to grips with what they were watching on TV.
The morning after the storm hit, we were getting ready for practice in the hotel there near Oakland, and we had the TVs on as we were getting taped up. I remember coming down the hotel stairs and hearing that the levees had broken. Everyone was trying to contact their families and figure out what the status of their houses were. It was pretty much chaos from that point, and the chaos continued for several months.
You know, we had finished the 2004 season 8-8, but we had won our last four games, three on the road. So we went into this 2005 season feeling like, hey, we've got a chance to be a decent, a good football team. And man, you know, then all of a sudden we're practicing on a high school field. We're concerned. There's concern about families, about the people, our friends in New Orleans, and all the things that happened that were very distracting to our football team. So it was really kind of an unfair circumstance for a team, difficult.
Somehow, the Saints won their first game in Carolina when John Kearney drilled a winning field goal with 3 seconds to play. Kearney's embrace with quarterback Aaron Brooks was immortalized on the cover of that week's Sports Illustrated. Then they went to New York to play in a home game against the Giants.
We meet with the teams, coaches, and players for every game, you know. And the meeting with Jim Haslett, I'll never forget how distraught he was about, San Antonio welcomed the team, but the circumstances in which they were welcomed and what they had to deal with. You know, practicing in the concourse of the Alamo Dome, I remember going to a local gym to train, to work out, practicing on high school fields, never having a home game.
The team had a 6-game and a 5-game losing streak, with half-attended home games at Tiger Stadium and lackluster efforts at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Matters weren't helped when Deuce McAllister, star running back, locker room leader, tore his ACL in a loss to the Green Bay Packers. The season ended with a 27-13 loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on January 1st. The Saints were 3-13. General Manager Mickey Loomis took quick action, firing coach Jim Haslett, who had the impossible task of trying to lead a team that had no home, no real training facilities, and was missing its best player.
It was a long, unsuccessful year.
Our equipment assisted in clearing streets to where Entergy could restore power to homes. I was at the game.
It was definitely a big to-do. I had a t-shirt on that said Home Sweet Dome on it.
There's no way that Atlanta could win this game with it being the reopening of the Superdome.
The blocked punt was just the cherry on top.
And all the emotion of the city just erupted. That was like a starting point of everybody's healing.
I mean, this has become the newest old city in the world.